Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. Find somebody to give. Even if it's just a hug, give someone a hug. Like Adam Schiff. He's talking right now, and I could make you listen to it, but then you'd turn the radio. Then you'd turn the show off, so we're not going to do that right now. We're going to talk to somebody who's way cooler than Adam Schiff, and his name is Aubrey Huff. And if you're trying to place Aubrey Huff, you shouldn't have to think too hard because you might remember a 7-game series the St. Louis Cardinals were in the NLCS in 2012. Didn't quite go our way here in St. Louis. Aubrey Huff, part of that, ending up to be a World Series championship team with the San Francisco Giants, joins us now. Aubrey, it's great to have you on the show today.
Annie, thanks for having me on. And oh my gosh, who isn't cooler than Adam Schiff?
Well, I can't think of very many people. He's speaking right now and he's saying all of the things that you would expect Adam Schiff to say that he could have said at the very beginning of this impeachment inquiry. So we're just going to skip that and we're going to talk to you because you tweeted something out and you made everybody on Twitter cry. The snowflakes just started to melt.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was one of those things. I took my kids to the gun range, and it's probably the third time we've gone. Just teaching them on gun safety, how to shoot a gun. I grew up in Texas, and, you know, when I was younger, my dad did that with me when I was 5 years old. And I just thought, you know what, let's make a fun, kind of funny post. It wasn't meant to be taken so serious, but, man, what I found out was the people on the left really don't have a sense of humor. So, I think a lot of it was like, wow, the groupings suck. I mean, burying kids about how they shoot a gun. And, you know, under no circumstances did I ever, like, threaten Bernie Sanders, but that's what they took it as. And, you know, socialism in America, if it comes here, I mean, I just thought it'd be funny to say, hey, you know what? The way things are in Venezuela, it'd be nice to know how to handle a gun if that ever happened.
Yeah, absolutely. You can look at many examples of where socialism has been put into play around the world. It's very, very hard, if not impossible, to find a place where socialism is in play and is causing anything to thrive. You make this comment on Twitter, and you've got celebrities of all sorts coming after you and trying to wage their, you know, keyboard wars with you. And I have to say, I was laying in bed reading through your timeline at the way you were going back at these individuals and just calling them out. And you had no fear. And it was a very, very, I was just laughing out loud. It was like midnight. And I'm laughing out loud at these responses. My question to you is, you know, you're a former baseball player. You had a lot of success. You are a household name around this country for anybody who pays attention to baseball. And you're unashamed of your Second Amendment right, which we all have here in the United States. Why do you feel okay with just putting something out there like that today and telling people your political thoughts? What makes you feel like it's an okay thing to do or maybe an important thing to do?
Well, it's always been who I am. I was the kind of guy in a clubhouse where I always kept the clubhouse loose. I like to mess with the guys, have fun. And you got to have some thick skin when you play in the Major League Baseball, especially in not only from the media side, but what you don't know is in the clubhouse, guys get on you. You rag on guys and you have a great time. You know, you got to have that witty banter and that good comeback. And I always kind of grew up with that, and I always had that. And my thing is, you know, just go out there. And for me, as a conservative, I've seen what's happening in this country. They're taking away our right to breathe, our right to free speech, right to guns, and, you know, our freedom of religion is under attack. And I don't see a lot of pushback, a lot more fight. There's a lot more fight on the left, you know, when it comes to the screaming and the crying. And you don't see a lot of conservatives doing that. Which I think is because conservatives are a little bit more grown up and not as childish. But you know what? I don't have a job. I'm a retired ex-baseball player. I don't work for MLB Network. I'm a volunteer coach with my kids about every sport they're in. I just don't feel like, I think everybody's just scared in the conservative community to speak out against these people because of fear of losing their jobs. The majority of people, I believe, that are liberals or they're on Twitter trolls that are crying are the ones that don't have jobs anyway. So they're allowed to go on there and cry. And their identities, they're ashamed to have their identity up there with a little blue check mark. You don't even know who they are. So it's easy to be tough behind a keyboard.
We're speaking with Aubrey Huff, a former Major League Baseball player, also a world champion, and just a guy on Twitter who said some things that made some people just melt down. You know, when you talk about the conservative community, and you've been in the clubhouse, you've been in front of cameras, you've played on massive stages. Baseball is just, you're under the microscope. Anything you do is potentially going to be blown up into a much bigger deal if it catches the right wind. I think the conservative community, you know, I look at your beliefs. Your beliefs aren't radical beliefs. Your beliefs are actually pretty common, and I think they're pretty common across the country for people who will never have the blue check mark, who will never be in front of a camera on a big stage like a Major League Baseball game. But they're really made out to be controversial and shocking to people. How do you think you identify as somebody who is a former Major League Baseball player, a lot of notoriety, to the average American voter across the country?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just trying to make my voice heard, my First Amendment rights. And, you know, I support Trump. Obviously, I'm a conservative Christian that grew up in the great state of Texas. And, you know, I was raised a certain way. That's my beliefs and my opinions and my values. And I'm not afraid to talk about those things and to share my beliefs. And, you know, if you don't like it, I don't really care. I'm not into social media for the followers. I'm in it for the fun. I enjoy seeing how worked up people can get. It's hilarious to me. I don't understand why everybody gets so worked up over one person's beliefs. It's, you know, like you, when I saw Kathy Griffin attack me on Twitter when I made that post.
Yeah.
She said, this dumb effer right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Didn't you use a cut-off Donald Trump fake plastic head with a knife pretending to cut his head off, and my kids learning to shoot a gun, wanting to protect themselves from socialism? I talk about hypocrisy. And I'm not afraid to punch back. It just, to me, it's funny. You got a lady like that, D-list celebrity, Tom Arnold came after me. So it's been a pretty interesting week. And what I found out is I had 14,000 followers last week on Twitter, which is, you know, I don't care about followers, but it just goes to show me now I have 31,000. In a week, I gained like 17,000 followers. It just goes to show me the silent majority that's in Twitter that hits the like button, they may not comment because of fear of getting ridiculed. But that's the silent majority that got Donald Trump voted in 2016 and will do so again in 2012.
We're speaking with Aubrey Huff, a former Major League Baseball player who sent out a tweet. You took your kids to the gun range. You're just teaching them how to properly exercise their Second Amendment rights. And I think that was an interesting part. I'm a parent. I have three kids myself, 9, 7, and 3. And educating your kids on these things is important. The most responsible thing you can do is educate them on how to be responsible for it, as opposed to, you know, make it a scary thing so that if they're ever confronted in a situation where that is involved, they know how to react. It's a good parent thing to do, and that's what you were saying. The response you're getting from the left was quite the opposite, and I saw a lot of people tweeting at you very violent statements towards you. The hypocrisy that exists on the other side, it never ceases to amaze me.
Well, it's funny, you know, a lot of them are, you know, kind of, it looks like you're training up two future school shooters right here. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, for me, you should have seen the smiles on my boys' faces and how high their head was held high, their chest sticking out when they walked out of that gun range. That's a great father-son thing for boys and their dads to do. It was a great bonding experience. They learned how to properly use a gun. I've been teaching them that, how to shoot a gun, how to safely operate one. It was in a controlled environment. I don't know if everybody was so worried about me teaching them how to shoot a gun, but how the tweet read. Mm-hmm. They were just worried that I was going to shoot. I mean, how many? There had to be 1,000 people that tagged the FBI and Child Protective Services to come get me. I'm like, what? What? Good luck with that. Not one. I didn't get one call from the FBI. I flew to Thanksgiving to Houston to visit my family with no problems. And it's just the, what the left is trying to do to silence people, it just drives me nuts. And, you know, we're under attack, and I'm not going to take it.
So let me ask you this. You don't have to out anybody, certainly, but you mentioned in one of your tweets that there are a lot of people in the industry of professional sports, specifically baseball, that fit somewhere on the line of conservative or possibly Republican. Do you find that to be the case in professional sports, where maybe there is a pretty strong contingent of conservatism? They're not going to go out and say it now necessarily, especially if they're active players, probably don't want that distraction. But is conservatism pretty strong among athletes?
1,000%. Well, most, I know quite a few hockey players and quite a few obviously, ex-baseball players and current baseball players. And I know in the locker rooms I've played in over the years, for 13 years in the big leagues, I would say by and large over 70% of the players in that clubhouse are conservative. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact, you know, my big 3 years was with the San Francisco Giants winning 2 World Series, as you stated earlier. And that's kind of where I made my name for myself. And, you know, obviously that's the biggest liberal city in the world. So you got a lot of these San Francisco Giants fans wishing to me on Twitter, I'd never played for the Giants, take my rings away. What they don't understand is about 75-80% of that team, including the staff, was probably a little bit more leaning on the conservative side. So it just kind of makes me laugh.
Aubrey, this is Ryan Wiggins. I was looking at some of these texts, and you said it. You were in San Francisco, so maybe you're getting more attention from Hollywood than you would if you were here playing for the Cardinals. But Colin Hanks was one that I just couldn't believe. He said, "I'm done with Aubrey Huff. Such a bummer when an athlete you like turns out to be a misogynistic a-hole. I don't get how misogyny comes into you going to a gun range."
And who the heck is Colin Hanks?
Well, yeah.
Exactly. When I read that, I saw the blue check mark. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? So I looked him up. I realized he was Tom Hanks' son. And right. I tweeted back at him. I was like, you know, it's a major disappointment when an actor you never heard of turns out to be the son of a famous actor. And I had no idea who Colin Hanks was. And
it cuts
that
deep.
Got some traction. I thought
so
it was pretty funny.
Are you still in California or have you moved back to Texas?
No, I'm trying to escape, but I can't. My ex and I share custody of our kids here in Southern California, and she loves it here. I'd like to leave, but it is what it is. You know, it's Southern California. It's beautiful here, but, you know, it's very liberal, and you know, I get some tough looks here. But hey, roll with the punches.
Well, Aubrey, I live across the river in St. Louis here in Illinois, so I know a little bit about oppressiveness with highly Democratic-controlled state governments. Do you ever get mad enough that you think you might want to politically do something about it?
You know, I'm not really well-versed on a lot of the aspects of the political side of the arena. I'm very common sense when it comes to those kind of things. As far as, you know, how it all works, from Congress and all this stuff, I'd have to study up on a little bit more. But, you know, I feel like, you know what, if Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or any of these, you know, hell, Joe Biden can be up there. I think I could probably go up there and make any of these guys. Have you heard some of the stuff they've been talking about up there?
Man. Yeah.
You know, the AOC, if she can be in politics, I mean, hell. I don't think I'm any dumber than these people, so it can't be that tough.
That is your first campaign commercial right there. Any dumber than they are.
And it's our promo of the day right there.
Fantastic. Well, Aubrey, we'll be watching for your campaign, and I would say the more common sense, less swampy creatures we could get in the Illinois government, the better, I'd imagine. I have to say, as an Illinois resident, we usually watch what California is doing, and 5 years later, here we go. Chicago's got us down the same road. So I encourage you to look into it a little bit more, and thank you for tweeting, and thank you for squeezing us in your afternoon. We really appreciate it here.
And it was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks. On Twitter, at Aubrey_Huff. I mean, seriously, you were reading through some of these tweets.
I didn't know it was going to be that intense. I mean,
the way he clapped back.
Oh, yeah. He goes after the jugular.
Yeah.
But it's because people came after him so hard. I mean, some of these Hollywood tweets are astounding. And they shouldn't be. I mean, we talk about it ad nauseum that Hollywood's going to do what Hollywood does. But it's amazing. I mean, some of these attacks don't make any sense. Misogyny?
Yeah, that does not. It's like you reach into your snowflake grab bag of things you can call bad
buzzwords.
White males, and you pull it out, and you're like, misogynist, that'll work.
Right.
Mark Ruffalo tweeted, this doesn't have to do with the gun tweet that he sent out initially. Mark Ruffalo tweeted, it's time for an economic revolution. Capitalism today is failing us, killing us, and robbing from our children's future. And Aubrey retweeted it and said, aren't you worth $30 million from playing pretend on the big screen? That's called hashtag capitalism. You're ballsy enough to dish out your hard-earned money. In support of Bernie Sanders' socialist utopia? Ironic, Bruce Banner in Marvel Studios is a genius. In real life, you lack common sense. Go follow Aubrey on Twitter and tell him the Andy Price Show says hi. Is really, really entertaining. And really cool that he came on with us. Like, he doesn't need to come on to a St. Louis midday talk show.
Yeah, nothing in it.
And react to it.
Doesn't have a book.
Yeah.
Just a cool dude.
Thank you, Aubrey Huff. Thank you for your tweet and for clapping back the way you are and giving us some time.